And now for the politics behind this high-level visit to Baghdad. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us to talk about why the Bush administration is playing its top card. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline.
Is the Bush administration feeling pressure at home to jumpstart negotiations in Iraq? And it seems that Britain and the U.S. have run out of patience.
That seems to be the message that we're hearing. Certainly, that's what Ed Wong was sharing with us. To some degree, I think there is exasperation with personalities. The U.S. was very heavily invested in interim Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari, and with whom we are now disillusioned. But the main factor, I think, is this deteriorating political support for the war back home, both in Great Britain and the United States. The war was never popular in the United Kingdom. It's deflated the career of Tony Blair. It's divided his party. And in the United States, the war has gone from something better than 60-40 public support in the public opinion polls to something better than 60-40 opposition. So it's become the main factor undermining the political standing of President Bush.
Right. And the president has said that he is spending his political capital on this war. Does he have any political capital left to spend?
The president has said in a series of speeches he's given this spring that he does expect our commitment, the United States' commitment in Iraq, to continue for years, even beyond his presidency. But he also says he thinks he can get some of the U.S. troops out this year. That would certainly help restore some of his political capital. But the main reason, of course, to do that as fast as possible from a political standpoint is to help his party weather the elections this fall. And you know, there's another factor that changes the sales pitch here, and that's the change in the nature of the conflict that we're fighting, the ugly turn in the conflict in Iraq that we've seen since the Samarra bombing. And this war now seems to be less related to the issues the Bush administration wants to emphasize, freedom versus terrorism, and more about a sectarian conflict in that country. And that makes selling the war back home that much more difficult.
Mm-hmm. And so the U.S. can't say that troops can come home because the Iraqi security forces are taking over?
Well, not if they can't take over because they're involved in the sectarian strife. It's certainly more difficult than we could have imagined even 6 months ago or 3 months ago after those successful elections that were held over there. And it disrupts the scenario for even a partial withdrawal.
And Ron, there's also been some fresh criticism at home about the reasons the U.S. went to war in the first place, right?
Yes. Last week on the show, you talked about the new British memo. This is a successor to the Downing Street memo that came out a couple of years ago, written by David Manning, a highly placed foreign policy official in the British government, about the White House having military planning far in advance of the actual war date, so that they were clearly not waiting for a signal from the breakdown of diplomatic efforts, and they certainly weren't waiting for inspections to be completed. They were expecting to go to war in the spring of 2003.
And what is the White House saying about this?
The White House denied that there was a pre-existing commitment to actually invade Iraq until all of those efforts on the diplomatic and the inspection side had broken down. But again, you know, while they're sticking to their guns, to ask the American people to accept the casualties of this war is difficult enough. If the war seems increasingly to have been of dubious origin, that makes it much more difficult. And finally, if you're asking Americans to make these sacrifices for a regime in Baghdad that has yet to take shape after all these months of negotiations, when the principals and the factions there seem more committed to their rivalry than to anything else, that may just be impossible.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.